Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Breaking news is defined as a special report, special coverage, or a news flash. An issue that warrants the interruption of a scheduled broadcast in order to report its details. News broadcasters use the term breaking news for continuing coverage of events of broad interest to others. On this Resurrection Sunday, I want to release to you some breaking news. And that breaking news is Jesus is risen from the dead. I want to release to you an ongoing breaking news report which lays out the facts about Jesus and his resurrection. Now, New Providence and friends, the source of my breaking news is the Word of God, better known as the Bible. Now, the source of my entire breaking news report has 66 books. But since I'm keenly aware that you don't want me to give you the full report, please allow me to give you a redacted report. Preceding our Matthew 28 text, Jesus has been crucified. Jesus dies on the cross to redeem fallen man from his and her sin. His body is taken down from the cross and buried in a tomb provided by a brother named Joseph of Arimathea. The chief priests and Pharisees went to Pilate and asked him to command that the tomb be made sure, because they remembered the words of Jesus that after 3 days he would rise again. So the Bible says they made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting a watch of guards before the tomb. But my source tells me, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and other women went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with spices. But before they arrived, the Bible says that there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came back and rolled the stone away from the door of the tomb. And the Bible says that the angel had the nerve to sit on the stone. And the Bible says, and for fear of the angel, the men that were guarding the tomb were shaken and became as dead men. When the women arrived, the angel said to the women, "Fear not, don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. But ladies, I've got some breaking news for you. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. But I got something to tell you. I've got an assignment for you. I want you to go quickly. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and that he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Now I have told you." New Providence, thank God for breaking news. Pastor Wood, what can we learn from this breaking news about Jesus and his glorious resurrection, which was spoken by the angel? Let me just give you a few things and we're going home. We can learn from the angel's breaking news that Jesus is still alive. And guess what? Jesus still lives today. We don't serve a dead Savior. We serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. How do you know, Pastor? I know that he is living no matter what man may say. How do you know? I see his hand of mercy and I hear his voice of cheer, and I'm a witness that just when I need him, he's always there. Tell your neighbor, he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do you know? Because he walks with me. He talks with me along life's narrow way. What else can I learn, Pastor, from the angel's breaking news? You can learn that everything, somebody say everything, everything Jesus said, every promise he has given, and every claim he has made is good and can be counted on. What else, Pastor, can we learn from the breaking news of the angel? We can learn that Jesus loves us. And because he loves us so much, when he died and when he rose again, guess what? He defeated death. We don't need to fear death. Let me tell you what the songwriter said. The songwriter said, because he lives. I said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all what fear is gone. Because I know he holds my and your future. So life is worth the living just because he lives. Lastly, I told you it's going to be short. What's the last lesson we can learn from the breaking news of the angel? We can learn that we have some good news to tell the world. Some good news. What good news, Pastor? We can tell the world that our sins are forgiven. Aren't you glad that your sins have been forgiven? We have some good news to tell the world. We can tell the world that the charges against us have been nailed to the cross. We can tell the world that the blood of Jesus has washed us from all sin. We can tell the world that there is now no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We can tell the world that we've been born again, adopted into the family of God. We can tell the world that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We can tell the world that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, who overshadows, undergirds, goes before us. We can tell the world we are saved, forgiven, called, sent, accompanied, commanded, instructed, blessed, favored, filled, and used by the living God for his glory and his purposes. I don't know about you, but on this Resurrection Sunday, I'm so glad to be alive and be able to testify that he is risen. I said, he is risen. I said, he is risen. He is Lord. I've got some good news to share with you. That I'm no longer the same person that I used to be. Come on, some of y'all. Y'all remember what you used to be? But thank God, because Jesus rose and came into our lives, that he has changed us. And guess what? We are in the process of changing. So if you look at me and you see some flaws, just remember that I'm in the process. And guess what? You're in the process. On this Resurrection Sunday, I challenge each and every one of you to share the breaking news of Jesus being risen from the dead with someone today, tomorrow, this week. Matter of fact, you ought to try to share it every day with someone who you know needs to know that Jesus is Lord. And guess what? There's one more thing I forgot to tell you. I forgot to tell you that he's coming back. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, what did he say? I'm going to come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.